Wednesday of the sixth week of Ordinary Time. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 6 and following. At the end of the 40 days, Noah opened the hatch he had made in the ark, and he sent out a raven to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. It flew back and forth until the waters dried off from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. But the dove could find no place to alight and perch, and it returned to him in the ark, for there was water all over the earth. Putting out his hand, he caught the dove and drew it back to him inside the ark. He waited 7 days more and again sent the dove out from the ark. In the evening, the dove came back to him, and there in its bill was a plucked off olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had lessened on the earth. He waited still another 7 days, and then released the dove once more. And this time, it did not come back. In the 601st year of Noah's life, in the first month of the first day of the month, the water began to dry up on the land. Noah then removed the covering of the ark, and saw that the surface of the ground was drying up. Noah built an altar to the Lord, and choosing from every clean animal and every clean bird, he offered burnt offerings on the altar. When the Lord smelled the sweet odor, he said to himself, "Never again will I doom the earth because of man, since the desires of men's hearts are evil from the start. Nor will I ever again strike down all living beings as I have done. As long as the earth lasts, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, here we see the faithfulness of Noah and the results. He is the instrument for the restoration of creation, because God had given creation to man to take care of, to develop by co-working with him. Sin caused the destruction, but also faithfulness caused the restoration. And here we see why the dove is a sign of peace. It was the dove that brought back the olive tree as the waters receded, as a sign that now, again, man could come out of the ark and live on the earth. It's a sign of peace, peace with God, reconciliation. Now let's go to the gospel and spend a little more time there. The gospel is Mark 8, 22 and following. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village, putting spittle on his eyes. He laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see a gradual healing of blindness. But what was the previous passage? The blindness of the disciples that could not understand why Jesus was talking to them about the leavened bread. And Jesus had a deep sorrow. And then he said, "Do you have eyes and you cannot see?" Now he is healing the blind man. It's truly a physical healing, but also it's a sign of our spiritual reality. We do not see, and it would be a sin for us to think we see perfectly. We are all in the process. All the disciples, even if you're following Jesus, even if you left everything for him, we're beginning to understand. The Lord has already allowed us to see something, right? You see things that people don't see. You are living a spiritual life. Well, don't stay there. Keep on praying and opening humbly and attending to the Word of God, because God has a lot more to do with us so that we have eyes and we can see. This is a lifelong process of humbly opening up to the Lord. So the Lord will take you out of your comfort zone, out even of the attachments with other people that you may have, and work with you intimately in ways that are just not expected, like spitting on your eyes so that you can see. The saliva of Jesus Christ is the blessing of healing. But who wants to be spit in the eye? And we need to become that vulnerable. We need to be that open to take steps that are not appealing to us in order for Jesus to be able to do the full work. And then Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" In this way, the man needs to respond, and there is a dynamic in his own recovery where he participates. God does the miracle, but he has to respond. And so, remember, the gradualness of the recovery symbolizes the slow and difficult process of opening the disciples' eyes to an understanding of who Jesus is and who we are. Now let us go directly to the path that the Lord has given us in the messages in the book, The Simple Path to Union with God, number 14 says, "I wish to heal your blindness." And the Lord told us, "Do you see the darkness that has consumed the hearts and minds of my people, the darkness that is consuming my sanctuary? Do your eyes see the light of God that will consume the darkness, or have you too become blinded by the darkness of the world? I wish to heal you of your blindness so that you can see the Son of Man in all his glory before you. To see is to believe. To see is to hope. To see is to become the beauty of what is revealed to you, which is love." You see, the more we believe, the more we hope, the more we see the beauty of God, that means that we really see. is not just a compendium of knowledge, it's a intimate encounter. And in the path, it continues, the gaze of Jesus is the fire that moves us to love beyond our weakness. If we persevere with patience, the veils covering the eyes of our soul are removed one by one, and we begin to see the gaze of Jesus, love crucified. This gaze that inflames our hearts to love as he has loved us by laying down our lives for love and with love. Saint Gemma Galgani wrote, it would suffice for anyone to have just one of his glances. What force, what vigor he would feel. I feel that I would do anything for him to see him content. The greatest torment would seem to me easy to bear, supported by him. Oh, it is not possible to bear the sight of him longing, and yet how few are those who suffer with him. May we love him so much and see so much his heart that we suffer and rejoice one with him. God bless you.